Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple. Commissioner, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell.
Good to have you back. Still got our fingers crossed. No hurricanes thus far, and it doesn't look like any heading to us. We've got about, what, another 4 weeks of this that we got fingers crossed?
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, we've still got a long runway for a storm, and as we all know, it only takes one. So, I'm glad we haven't had any activity yet, but we are not out of the woods, and we'll keep crossing fingers and saying prayers that we have another, a very benign year.
Yeah, which would obviously help us for sure. And so let's talk about a couple of things. I have been spreading the word on this wind mitigation survey. I get texts every day. I got a big discount. Very excited about that. I actually got my renewal from Louisiana Citizens, about a 20 to 22% reduction in premium. Huge. Very excited about that. A good portion of that was the wind mitigation survey. I get texts every day from people that are having it done. And I've had numbers from $1,300 to $4,100 in premium savings, which is huge. I hope people take your advice and the advice of others, get that wind mitigation survey. And I've also had insurance agents tell me that the savings with wind mitigation are every bit as high as it is with a fortified roof. And if you do both, it's even more, and they can be more sometimes.
And Newell, you know, like you said, I mean, this wind mitigation survey, we've been talking about it since I got in office, trying to get the word out. Yesterday, I spoke to the Bureau of Governmental Research in New Orleans to that organization, and the moderator there, she gave her, when I started talking about the wind mitigation, she gave her personal example. She had one done. I think she said she saved $3,800 or $3,600. So, I tell everybody, get this done. Louisiana, back in 2007 and 8, implemented a statewide building code. Louisiana is an early adopter of the most recent International Code Council recommendations for building codes. So, we have some good buildings out there. We need to do more. We need to make sure that the inspection process, ensures that all of the buildings are built to the latest codes. But we'll take what we've got right now, and people have a lot of savings built in that they just don't know about. So get a wind mitigation survey. And I know you want to talk about the fortified grant program too. That's another way to help save money.
Yeah. And wind mitigation, it's not cost prohibitive. I think the average cost is about $300 to $350 to have it done. And there's a high percentage of success that I'm hearing from insurance agents that I talk to. They say, they've had like 10 clients the week before do it and 9 got reductions. So, I mean, it's not like a high risk thing. It's just a, and it doesn't take long. It's an hour of your time for the most part. Get it done, because it could potentially yield some great savings for you. So let's talk about Fortified Roof and where we stand with the grant program.
Yeah, well, as probably many of your listeners know, we just closed another round of grants, another 500 grants that we had made available, and those people have been notified as of, I think we started notifying Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. And so those next 500 folks will start going through the process. They can, you know, to hire a roofer or I guess get the inspection to come out, make sure your roof can be fortified. And then once that is confirmed, then, you know, pick a roofer and get a fortified roof and get that peace of mind that your shingles are going to stay on, your contents are going to stay dry. And also you're going to see a reduction in your premium as every admitted carrier in the state has a filed discount with the state. And as some of those range in, you know, single digits all the way up to, I think the highest I've seen is 48% credit on the wind portion of your homeowner's insurance, which is the largest, you know, component of your insurance premium.
Right. And it seems like the industry, both insurance industry and roofing and roofer are becoming a lot more comfortable. And the third component, the inspector of it, there seems to, the level of comfort seems to have kind of settled out and is in a good place. Your thoughts?
They are. Yeah. Roofers are more and more roofers are embracing this. I hear on various radio programs that I listen to, you know, roofers advertising that they are are qualified and certified to put on fortified roofs. So, you know, roofing companies are advertising that. And look, the insurance industry, as they get more data, as we have more fortified roofs put on in Louisiana, I think you will see them become more aggressive with their discounts. You know, it's data. They got to have data like everybody else. But as more fortified roofs get put on, I think you're going to see companies get more aggressive with the discounts that they offer. And, you know, we now have over 3,800 fortified roofs on in Louisiana through the grant program. But, Newell, we have over 5,500 fortified roofs that people chose to put on, that they paid for themselves. And those people, they get the discount from their insurance company. And you can also file for either a tax deduction or a tax credit if you choose to put the fortified roof and pay for it yourself. So there's incentive for individuals or families to put fortified roofs on outside of the grant program.
Commissioner, housing starts have been down for a whole host of reasons, right? Obviously, everyone hopes that turns around. Are there going to be any kind of educational programs that you or the state government or others, maybe even with collaboration with insurance carriers, go out and advertise the savings that could potentially had and why it's so important to do this?
Yeah, look, I've been working with the industry to just work on a whole host of just insurance education, if you will. You know, and as I've said to you on your program before, you know, I would like to see my fellow citizens, insurance consumers, learn as much about their insurance policies that they buy as they possibly can. The more you know about your insurance policy, the better claims outcome you're going to have when you have one. The easier you're going to, the more knowledge you have, that helps you hold the insurance company accountable, you know, before you have to engage help from the Department of Insurance. So, you know, education is key. And I think on the housing front, you know, certainly insurance companies need to do more to let people know about the discounts that are out there, the credits that they can get. We are certainly promoting that. We have a much more limited budget on advertising than the insurance industry does. But we promote it. We've worked with realtors. I speak to realtor groups a lot, and that's one of the things we're trying to figure out the best path toward collaboration to let consumers know what is out there to help them make housing more affordable, make owning a home more affordable from an insurance perspective. And look, we're starting to see, as I've mentioned again, you know, we're trending in the right direction on that. Companies are taking rate decreases. Companies are taking less increase. Right now, Newell, in Louisiana, the average for the private for residential homeowners, the average rate increase for this year has been 1.8%. No, and that's across the state. So that's North Louisiana, South, East, West. I know some people have seen increases, obviously, that are greater than 1.8%. But some people are seeing decreases as well. But across the state, the average is 1.8. That is, again, indicating that we're trending in the right direction.
Well, I'm having a banner year because I got about a 22% decrease in homeowners, and I just was notified day before yesterday that my automobile insurance went down as well. I hadn't figured out what that percentage is, but it was a good sum of money, so it was great.
Yeah,
thus far this year,
and we're seeing on the auto side. You know, we put a press release out several weeks ago that we had 20 companies that took rate decrease in 2025. They started in December of 2024, and that was due to they had fewer losses. And look, that's one of the things that I think it's important for listeners to understand. When insurance companies have fewer losses, then they don't need to collect as much premium the following year. You reduce the losses, then the premium will follow the losses, going up or down. And in this case, it went down, so the premiums went down. That does not mean that we don't need to do legal reform, as I've heard some people say. We still need to do that. We still have twice the number of bodily injury claims filed in our state as comparable states. So there is more work to do to disincentivize some of these nuisance claims that are filed. But there is good news on that. You know, we are, like I said, we are seeing that trend. I'm also talking with insurance companies right now to see if I can get them to agree to hedge, to reduce premiums in anticipation of some of the legal reform that was passed this past session. You know, they don't have the loss data yet, obviously, to do an actuarial of that, but sometimes they can, you know, they can hedge. And so I'm asking them to do that. We'll see if they comply, but I feel confident that they will, they'll see the light at the end of the day.
Let me ask a question in the auto realm. Is there does Louisiana compel auto insurance carriers, if they're insured, is at fault in an accident, are they compelled to tell the victim or the person that has been harmed to give them a copy of the policy so that they know what actually they're covered for?
The claimant, is that what you're saying? So the plaintiff,
yeah.
that says that they were
the plaintiff,
harmed?
Yeah, the plaintiff. Yeah, I mean, they, even when the company's already admitted liability, why is it that they don't have to share the policy with the claimant?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that look, we've had a lot of debate in various hearings, and I know that's one of the things that I heard. I mean, you know, someone said, you know, I need to know what the policy limits are so I know what to sue for. And look, part of that comes out in discovery. And I'm not an attorney. I know you are. You've got a legal background. But
well, the only reason I ask is that if you know that most of the data reveals that if you're able to settle a case before it goes to trial, it saves money. It saves every, you know, the insurance company's money and everything else. But if that most basic piece of information that you can't find out, and more often than not, it's really about whether or not you're going to sue your own carrier for uninsured, underinsured motorists, right? If you're carrying that, why is it a big secret? It is what it is. I mean, and now you're compelling people to file a lawsuit to find out simply, you know, and have to go through discovery to say what their policy actually is.
Well,
that
but
made much
I think
sense.
That, yeah, but the limit that of a policy shouldn't have anything to do with the damages that you're purporting to have incurred. So, and I think that's part of it. And again, there's a lot of legal strategy that goes into that. And
I mean, my only concern is I would like to know whether or not I have to sue my own carrier if that individual's underinsured.
Well, but you know, I mean, if you have uninsured motorists, you wouldn't be suing your carrier. They would be making a payment on your behalf. My understanding is you wouldn't have to litigate against your own carrier in that scenario.
Of course
you do.
You put them in the lawsuit against the the guilty party, you know, the negligent party, you put them in the same lawsuit. It happens all the time. And what you're doing is you're dragging more insurance companies into a piece of litigation that don't need to be if that individual is adequately insured. I just don't understand why we're playing hide the ball. We have compulsory insurance, but you know, once somebody's damaged, it's a big guessing game, and they're like, oh no, we're not telling you what the limits are. What, really? I mean, I still got to go prove my damages.
Well, you know, if it's your policy and you've got uninsured motorists, you know what your policy limits are.
Well, I know what mine may be, but I don't want my policy to cover for somebody else's negligence if I can avoid it.
But if you're uninsured, if you're filing under an uninsured, then they didn't have insurance.
No, underinsured.
Underinsured, they're sure.
But they don't, you know, underinsured.
Yep. Well, again, it sounds like there's a lot of additional legal expense that both consumers and insurance companies have to incur in our state. And look, if there's a better system and a better way, and other states have a different way of addressing it, I think that's worthy of a discussion to figure out how.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to me. Yeah, why hide the ball? It is what it is.
Right. You know? Well, if other states have a legal process where they're not, as you say, hiding the ball, then let's look into that. And I'm writing that down as I'm talking to you. We'll look and see. I think it's worthy of some research.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of an interesting byproduct. Where we find ourselves today, how many new insurance companies do we see entering the market?
Yeah, well, you know, on the homeowner side, like I said, we've had over a dozen that have come to Louisiana, filed to start offering products. And as I say, that doesn't mean that all of those are currently offering products, but they have gone through the process going through the process to file their forms, file their rates that they would charge. And so we are seeing more competition, a small amount, but we are seeing more competition. No, where we're seeing a lot more activity of people changing their insurance carriers, the ones that they may have been with for, you know, 5, 10, 15. You know, I hear people tell me they've been with the same carrier for 30 to 40 years. We're seeing a lot of activity, or I'm hearing a lot of activity of people changing their carriers and saving money when they do. I mean, they're not changing their carriers to pay more higher premium. They're changing it and paying a lower. So, but new carriers coming in is certainly introducing a level of competition, but it's also creating a more competitive market for those existing carriers. So, like I said, we're seeing some positive trends there, and we're seeing rate decreases. The reinsurance market, you know, there are rate decreases in the reinsurance market, which those are passed on directly to us as consumers. So, you know, like I said, we're trending in a good direction. Let's continue to pray and cross fingers that we don't have any major weather events through the remainder of the year, because that helps on reinsurance cost. But and that also helps companies want to come and do more business in our state as well.
Yeah, it's hopefully it begin. And I guess how much does this help with, like, when we don't have a hurricane?
It helps down to a certain level. I mean, it's not like if you go, you know, 10 years in a row that you're going to see, you know, a positive every one of those years. I mean, there are obviously global influences as well. A hurricane, or we may not have an active weather system in the Gulf of Mexico, but the East Coast could certainly be impacted. You know, we could see, you know, major wildfires like we have seen in California and western states, or, you know, severe, you know, water-related events or snow-related events in the north and the northeast. I mean, there are other factors, and then globally, around the world, you know, Australian storms and European floods and whatnot. So what we want to focus on, though, is what we can impact here. And that's, you know, like I said, I worry about the weather, but it doesn't keep me up at night because I can't do anything about it. I try to focus my efforts and my intent on regulation, legislation, things that we have more control over to make Louisiana a more attractive state for companies, and also regulation that protects consumers. And you mentioned your insurance. That's one of the things I've, you know, wanted to mention. Last session, legislation was passed that when you get your renewal from your insurance company, I think starting in January of 27, they will also show you what your expiring premium was. So, you know, you said in your case on your auto, you don't know exactly what it was, but going forward.
Well, I hadn't looked. I have a file.
Right.
So, yeah, I will.
Well, you won't have to have a file. It will be on your renewal document. Your expiring premium was $1,000 and your renewal premium is $900 or whatever that number is. So you'll be able to do the comparison quickly there. And that's good for consumers. So just more transparency.
Let's pivot real quick. I got a text here from someone and we only have a minute. Has Congress reauthorized flood insurance? Where do we stand on the flood insurance program?
Yeah, I know that's coming up. They just, and I think I just heard either yesterday, last night, they voted to on a, you know, continuing resolution for the federal budget for the next, I think, through October 1st now. So that federal reauthorization will be somewhere in there going through that process. That's one that it always just gets, the fundamental problems never get addressed. They just keep kicking that funding can down the road and don't do a permanent funding. So, you know, look, I have extreme confidence in our congressional delegation. I mean, our members of Congress are some of the most powerful and strongest and smartest men and women we've had up there. And they know this issue as well as anybody in state government. And they are, I know that they are working hard to try and create some type of long-term solution so that we don't have to, you know, live with this reoccurring issue every year.
Yep, for sure. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear about your good reinsurance news, and hopefully more of your listeners are going to start seeing that. Thank you.
Absolutely. We certainly keep our fingers crossed for sure. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll be right back, folks. We'll visit with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, when we return. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, and he has a very interesting case to present today, and certainly is a head-scratcher for sure, Doc.
Hey, Noel. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Tell us about this most recent case that you have been following.
Well, and sadly, it's not recent. It goes back to 2022. And this officer was involved in a pursuit, and he pulled over or caused a drug dealer to crash. He then stole the drug dealer's gun, brought it back to his home, The drug dealer was later shot and was in intensive care. There was some days before investigating officers could speak to him, and when they were able to speak to him, they found out that basically he was being he was under a shakedown by Officer Kohler. The FBI
and the officer's name is Reginald Kohler, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Yep. When they pulled a search warrant, went through his house, they found over 100 weapons, some crack cocaine, and I think I forwarded you some of the charges that have now been filed against him. And it's quite extensive. So it looks like some of these involve moving money. So, and then, of course, what's going on with these weapons? Where did they come from? Because this officer was assigned to the 4th District, and that's not where he chased this drug dealer down. He chased him down, is this the 7th? But it was across the river. The 4th District is Algiers.
Right.
And he was across the river when he did this. Anyway, it's an interesting mess, and you have to wonder, why is this officer still employed by the NOPD 3 years later? Just last year, we paid him $95,000, just over $95,000. Why is he still on the force?
So why is he still on the force?
Well, I just don't understand. We have seen officers that have done less that have been removed quicker. And I know the department is quite concerned about civil service overturning their dismissals, but this one is so egregious, I just can't imagine why we continue to pay this officer. And
so let me get this straight. He took evidence from a scene, a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He never logged it in to evidence. So he violated the internal procedures of doing that. They recovered that weapon inside his apartment pursuant to a search warrant?
That's correct. The FBI was called in. They searched his place. And in that particular case, they found more than 100 weapons. Now, there is a charge about those weapons, but it appears to be related to taxes, related to weapons. That they're charging him with. So
we know that he's violated all of those internal procedures. The individual that he took down, did that individual also make an allegation that he took his drugs and his money?
He did not, at least in the statement that I have. Now, I am sure there is a more extensive investigation going on, but I just don't have access to that. So what I have is the item number where he was arrested. So the officer was arrested. So, but this has been
so
years.
So 3 years post-incident, we know that he stole a gun from a crime scene, kept it, didn't log it in, and he's still employed.
Yes.
And you've inquired of the NOPD on this particular matter, and the answer is what? No comment?
Oh, yes, no comment. And this is typical. The NOPD typically doesn't comment on active investigations. I'm sure this is pretty extensive. I have never seen a long sheet with so many charges listed against an officer. This is pretty unprecedented. But you have to wonder, well, look, why are we continuing to pay him, fire him, terminate him? This should go pretty quickly. Now, I do have something. I went through some information I had, and there is some encouraging news here. The NOPD back in 2022 and 2023 they dismissed one officer in 2022, none in 23. But in 2024, 9 officers were terminated. And in 2025, there's been 16 officers terminated from the NOPD. Now, I have why they've been terminated, but what is going on is there's house cleaning going on in NOPD, and many of the most questionable officers are being pushed out of the force. Now, And I've got the numbers and the officers and what's going on. And I keep a list of questionable officers, and quite a few of them have been pushed out in the last year and a half, either through retirement, resignation, or simply they've been fired.
One still has to wonder, though, why it takes so long. I mean, if there is a federal investigation, maybe there's a reason there, but typically not. They don't typically ask you to keep somebody employed and keep them on the payroll and keep paying them. I guess he's on administrative leave, right? He's not showing up for work.
He's on desk duty.
He's on desk duty?
Last I checked, he was on desk duty. That's correct. He's not the only one. We have another officer that was involved in a domestic dispute, and in that he discharged his weapon, and he was arrested for child abuse and domestic violence. He's going into work with an ankle monitor. He's not allowed to have a gun, but he's still going into work. And that was more than 2 years ago. So Officer Kohler is not the only one.
But the Officer Kohler case is one where, how do you rehabilitate this individual? I mean, you can't ever put him on a stand, right, to testify. He's got no credibility. You know, I used to say that all the time. You're not in the police business. You're in a credibility business. Once you don't have any credibility, I have no use for you.
Yes.
I mean, I can't use you. I can't put you on the stand. We have a difficult time getting successful prosecutions now. I mean, how would you put this individual on a stand? You can't rehabilitate him. It's Brady material. Giglio material. You gotta let him know about it. And, you know, I don't understand how they think they're going to rehabilitate this individual. I mean, they're going to assign him to the stalls to clean up horse shit at the stables. I mean, what are they going to do? And I don't mean to be so crude, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, but I mean, this is everyday work in the policing organization, right? I mean, it's not easy. You hold the future of these people's lives, but I mean, they made these choices. He made a choice. The day he took down this individual, he made a choice.
Yep.
It was a stupid choice.
Look,
and the accountability for this stupid choice, to have the taxpayers paying him $90,000 a year.
Yep.
For some reason, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out how close he is to retirement. Please don't tell me he's got all these years and he's like close to being able to retire, because then I'm really going to be ticked. I mean, this is not how you reward bad behavior.
Yep. And look, the department is doing something. It's absolutely clear from these recent numbers I went through. The resignations and retirements, when you look at some of them for 2025, many of them are very, very questionable officers with a history of domestic abuse or battery or DWIs. And they have been, the recent one was the two officers in the 8th District that recently resigned who were involved in prostitution. There's a third officer involved in that who's still on the force. So there were three officers from the 8th District involved in that. Now, the two that have been identified publicly so far have recently resigned from the force. But there's still one on the force.
And we don't know the level of his or her complicity in the criminal acts that were.
I've been told. So. It certainly hasn't become publicly available. We've had the NOPD terminate 16 officers just in 2025, and we're only in September. And if you read through some of the things these officers were involved in, you would feel much more comfortable with our police force. I think this look, it clearly started to happen in 2024. This is clearly a reflection of a new chief coming in. And,
oh, there's no doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah, so I've got to compliment the chief that there is legitimate house cleaning going on. And one of the other things, which is also really encouraging, resignations are down. Good officers are staying in the force. That is very encouraging. So,
no doubt, because if you're a good officer surrounded by bad officers, your longevity in law enforcement is not a real rosy picture, right? And
correct.
Officers recognize that. And,
yes.
And you don't get good quality policing when you're surrounded by bad officers, because you
absolutely
never know when they're going to decide that they don't have your back. I've seen that far too many times.
Yep.
You know, and having reviewed every IED file personally from 1995 to 2017, I can tell you, you know, I don't have to read far into the IED file before I know where this set of circumstances or facts are headed. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you see stupid, silly, incredibly bad choices made and horrible behavior over and over again. And the sooner you can root it out, the better off you can be. Because you always want to be the leader of an organization that disciplines and arrests more their own than any outside agency having to come in and do that job that you should have done in the first place.
Absolutely right.
You know, and it's difficult. It's not easy when you hold somebody's future in the palm of your hand, you know, and you got to take those things seriously. But you cannot afford to lose the public trust, right?
Yep.
And
it's a difficult job.
Yep.
It's a difficult job. And it requires
That's why we're fortunate to have you, someone that's watching and making folks aware of what's going on.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Have a great weekend. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, the Attorney General, Liz Murrell, again, proves that she's really not afraid to take on much of anyone, and she's going to hold folks accountable. A donor of a piece of an artifact, an ancient cypress board was donated to the state of Louisiana, and it was in the state capitol for a long time, and at some point in time, it ended up in former House Speaker Clay Schexnider's legislative district office. And now it's missing. And the Attorney General calls out the House Speaker saying, you had it, you knew you had it, you need to return it, you need to go find it, and it needs to come back to us. I'm not sure why anybody in public office believes that they can take public property and bring it to their office or their home and display it there or otherwise. I'm not sure how this is allowed, and I certainly hope that we're not allowing state property to be brought, pieces of art or artifacts or otherwise, to their state legislative offices. That's a stupid practice. The article doesn't really cover that, but you know, we'll never keep track of all of this stuff with 105 representatives in the House and 39 in the Senate. You know, if they're able to remove artifacts or whatever and bring it to their legislative offices. Not a good practice. And that needs to be nipped in the bud. And I commend the AG for calling him out. I don't know if it's been returned as of yet. This story was posted a couple of days ago. But I hope she stays on this trail. And I do hope that this artifact shows up again. Otherwise, it has a chilling effect on other people donating items that are unique and special to our state, the state of Louisiana, the place that we call home. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. So, folks, the Attorney General, Liz Murrell, again, proves that she's really not afraid to take on much of anyone, and she's going to hold folks accountable. A donor of a piece of an artifact, an ancient cypress board was donated to the state of Louisiana, and it was in the state capitol for a long time. And at some point in time, it ended up in former House Speaker Clay Schexnider's legislative district office. And now it's missing. And the Attorney General calls out the House Speaker saying, you had it, you knew you had it, you need to return it, you need to go find it, and it needs to come back to us. I'm not sure why anybody in public office believes that they can take public property and bring it to their office or their home and display it there or otherwise. I'm not sure how this is allowed, and I certainly hope that we're not allowing state property to be brought, pieces of art or artifacts or otherwise, to their state legislative offices. That's a stupid practice. The article doesn't really cover that, but you know, we'll never keep track of all of this stuff with 105 representatives in the House and 39 in the Senate. You know, if they're able to remove artifacts or whatever and bring it to their legislative offices. Not a good practice. And that needs to be nipped in the bud. And I commend the AG for calling him out. I don't know if it's been returned as of yet. This story was posted a couple of days ago. But I hope she stays on this trail. And I do hope that this artifact shows up again. Otherwise, it has a chilling effect on other people donating items that are unique and special to our state, the state of Louisiana, the place that we call home. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.